March 25th is Maryland Day, a state holiday commemorating the date when the first settlers disembarked from two ships, the Ark and the Dove, onto St. Clement's Island in the Potomac River in 1634. Kristen Schenning, Director of Education at the Maryland Historical Society, tells us more about who they were, why they came, and the Maryland Historical Society's plans to commemorate this and other Maryland milestones.
On an early March day, 380 years ago, two small ships sailed into the Chesapeake Bay. This was the beginning of a new colony and a pious experiment, a colony based on the concept of religious toleration. Lord Baltimore had a problem. The primary investors in his Maryland colony were Catholic, like he was. However, the majority of the colonists were Protestant indentured servants. To have a successful and prosperous colony, he needed to find a solution to a religious feud that had plagued English society for years. This unlikely collection of pioneers, along with a small contingent of Jesuit priests, set sail from England on November 23, 1633, on St. Clement's Day. Interestingly, the patron saint of mariners. The voyage, however, was not smooth sailing for the future Marylanders. The two ships making the voyage, the Ark and the Dove, were separated by a storm within days of leaving port. Without knowing if the other ship had survived, both forged ahead and eventually reunited in the Caribbean before continuing north to the Chesapeake Bay. The colonists landed on an island they named for St. Clement, off the coast of what became St. Mary's City, Maryland's first capital. The colonists were fortunate to find a Native American nation, the Piscataway, willing to aid them in their settlement. In thanksgiving for their successful journey, Father Andrew White, one of the priests who made the voyage, said a mass on the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25, 1634. Although it started as a day of thanksgiving for the original colonists, the celebration of Maryland Day, as we know it today, began in the early 20th century, when the State Board of Education designated March 25th as a day for the study of Maryland history. It became an official state holiday in 1916. This year, the Maryland Historical Society will be celebrating Maryland Day by focusing on one of the most defining moments of our nation's history, the writing of our national anthem. Join us on March 25th in Annapolis when we kick off the Star Spangled Tour, a series of programs throughout 2014 designed to commemorate this important event of Maryland and American history. The kickoff will include the Pride of Baltimore, Fort McHenry's Fife and Drum Corps, and the Maryland Historical Society's replica Star Spangled Banner flag. The purpose of Maryland Day is to remind us of nearly four centuries of Maryland history and to examine the contributions of Marylanders, such as Frederick Douglass, Clara Barton, Francis Scott Key, Margaret Brent, Harriet Tubman, and many, many more. This year, we are honoring those citizen soldiers who, during the Battle of Baltimore, inspired Marylander Francis Scott Key to capture the feeling of a nation with the words, "Oh, say, can you see?"
To learn more about upcoming events with the Maryland Historical Society, visit mdhs.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as poetry and documentary film, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue on critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.